I want to introduce something, someone else who's very special to me. Back in April, she did a concert on this stage. Some of you from the college community might remember her. She's a wonderful classical pianist, and she's also my new bride. This is Lynn Mackey. Please make her welcome. Here's Lynn. Hi, sweetie pie. All right. She got that dress at Deja Vu, I want you to know. Downtown, just yesterday. All right, well, we're gonna play some old-time music for you. Whoops. All right, little old Molly Hare and Spotted Pony, ready? Fun here at Camp Augusta. Are you having a good time? Isn't this place great? This is really such a swell place. It really is. What a way to spend your summer. Now, you know, I love camp, and I just made a recording this last year called Camp Wolf. And this is a song that is from Camp Wolf. And now you got to understand that one of my characters on this recording is an individual by the name of Lawrence the Walrus. And well, this song I'm going to do for you is called The Walrus Cannonball. And you've got to imagine what would happen if a walrus took a cannonball dive in a huge lake. You would get wet, right, if you were anywhere nearby. So there's a chorus that I've been waiting just for this moment, because you're about the only crowd in the world I know who could really do this chorus justice. And it goes like this. Take the great Atlantic Ocean and the wide Pacific too. Just try that. Take the great Atlantic Ocean and the wide Pacific too. That's about half the water that's gonna fall on you. That's about half the water that's gonna fall on you. Now here's a neat line. It lines out really well. You'll feel like you're standing underneath Niagara Falls. Try it. You'll feel like you're standing underneath Niagara Falls if you're anywhere in the vicinity when the walrus cannonballs. If you're anywhere in the vicinity when the walrus cannonballs. All together, let's try it. Take the great Atlantic Ocean and the wide Pacific too. That's about half the water that's gonna fall on you. You'll feel like you're standing underneath Niagara Falls if you're anywhere in the vicinity when the walrus cannonballs. One day when I was working on my tan down at the swimming hole, who should arrive in a limousine all the way from the North Pole. It's Lawrence the Walrus, head for the hills, I heard the lifeguard cry. And when I saw him hit the water, I knew the reason why. Take the great Atlantic Ocean and the wide Pacific too. That's about half the water that's gonna fall on you. You'll feel like you're standing underneath Niagara Falls if you're anywhere in the vicinity when the walrus cannonballs. Now, first this monstrous mammal climbed up the diving tower. Since he weighs about 1,700 pounds, it took him half an hour. And then he bellowed in his walrus voice to everyone below, I hope your flood insurance is paid, 'cause here I go! Kersplosh! Take the great Atlantic Ocean and the wide Pacific too. That's about half the water that's gonna fall on you. You'll feel like you're standing underneath Niagara Falls if you're anywhere in the vicinity when the walrus cannonballs. In the pine trees, I had a bullfrog in my ear. They say they felt that cannonball 10 miles away from here. That's why we have one simple rule for everybody's sake. There'll be no more walrus cannonballing in the lake. Take the great Atlantic Ocean and the wide Pacific too. That's about half the water that's gonna fall on you. You'll feel like you're standing underneath Niagara Falls if you're anywhere in the vicinity, say anywhere in proximity, that's anywhere in the community when the walrus cannonballs. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Bill Wellington and his bride, Lynn Mackey. We have a lot of honeymooners at Augusta. Not really. I'm amazed they're here, to tell you the truth, but we're glad to have them. We have a lot of weddings, though. Actually, last year, Margo, how many weddings did we have last year? 3, and how many divorces? 2, okay. We came in on the plus side, I guess. Anyway, a great tradition here at Augusta is the silent auction, and the Thursday MC always has the great honor of plugging the silent auction items. And we have a great selection of hats this year. This fez is one of the items, and I believe we have a... the fans, I love them. I say, oh boy, that does feel good. You keep, thank you, Pam. And we have other hats. We have more hats. I said it's a good year for hats. Let me have the hat. Let's trade it here. I'll have a hat. Here's a hat. This one's better on Karen, I think. Okay, let's try. Here's a hat. Is this the real me? There's the hat. You'd be bidding against me on this one here. I like this hat. Wait. Wait, there's more. And a handbag. It's a beautiful little handbag. Item number 24. Little birds on and stuff. Hammers for your dulcimer. You may see those in the next set here, I think. A golf ball carved to look like Bill Wellington. And a weenie whistle. There are 2 weenie whistles, actually. And actually, the weenie whistle is what they say in radio, my segue into the next important item of information. You know, these little weenie whistles, a are not just toys. You may think they're toys, but they actually are serious musical instruments. All you Irish whistle players, this has one hole. So you can start with this. And I understand that Joni Madden got her start on a little Oscar McMeyer weenie whistle. But I don't know if Joni's in the house or not, but actually we love Joni very, very much, and it broke our hearts. This is on a very serious note that Joni suffered a loss yesterday. Someone broke into her room and stole a bunch of money. I don't know how much this has gotten around, and in a way we want to keep this stuff quiet, but in a way we wanted to give you the opportunity to help out. She was carrying sales from some Cherish the Ladies CD sales from some gigs, and it was a significant amount of money, $1,600, a lot of money. So at any rate, we're going to try to help out. We're pursuing it through the local police to try to get the money back, but trying to get guitars back is one thing, cash is something else. So we're going to put this fiddle case in the lobby, intermission. Augusta is starting off the collection with a check for $200. Actually, Bob Smockler already put some money in the case. This will be in the lobby. I know we can't make it all up, but do what you can. Thank you, Tom. Hand for Pam. Well, by golly, I think we're going to get to some Celtic music here with this next set. Jim Flanagan's a native Irishman, currently lives in Mississippi, where he teaches Irish studies at the University of Southern Mississippi. Let's make him welcome his first time to Augusta. This is Jim Flanagan.
Thank you. Start with a song from County Kerry. The song is called "The Boys Have Born Destroyed You," or "The Boys of the Top of the Street." The song, each verse has a tagline that says, "The boys have born destroyed you who hunted for the ran." The ran is the Kerry pronunciation of the word wren. And on St. Stephen's Day, December 26th, in olden times, we went out and captured live wrens and tied them in holly bushes and went around from house to house in a mumming tradition to extort food and drink and whatever else you could from the residents of the houses. They still do it in North Kerry, but we don't use live wrens anymore. Oh, the town, it climbs the mountain and looks down on the sea. In sleep and time, or wake in time, that's where I long to be. To roam again the quiet streets, the place I grew a man, with the boys of born destroyed who hunted for the ran. With cudgel stout we roamed about in search of the droylene. We'd look for birds in every furze, from litter to dunin. We'd jump for joy beneath the sky. Life held no print or plan for the boys from Born Destroyed who hunted for the ran. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifles were aflame, to the rebel homes in Kerry the Saxon strangers came. And the boys who faced the Oxies and who bathed the black and tans were the boys of Born Destroyed who hunted for the ran. Here's a toast to them tonight, the boys who laughed with me. By the groves of Carden River, or the slopes of Bennettie, John Dolly and Bat Andy, and the Sheehans, Con and Dan, were the boys of Bournestroyde who hunted for the ran. Now they toil on foreign soil where they have gone their way. Deep in the heart of London town, or over on Broadway, and I am left to sing their deeds and praise them while I can. Those boys of Bournestroyde who hunted for the ran. When the wheel of life runs down and death comes over me, just lay me down in that old town between the hills and sea. I'll take my sleep in those green fields, the place my life began, with the boys of Bournestroyde who hunted for the ran.
Thank you.
This is a fairly modern song from South County Donegal. The song is called Buchan on Erne, or The Boy from the Urn. It sounds beautifully romantic, but it has a final line in which the youth, having been disaffected in his efforts at love, turns to the woman and says, "Your kisses mean no more to me than last year's shoes." Buchil on Erne, Miss Regging Hain, Kalinda so. Meeting both spray late time, she faints ever galore. Islam Karki Gavede go have a glamour steroin. Smurren I me besser. Men tærer kun tæve jo. Rock the moiru kittien of lanu von kvill. Gan kvitt, gan bad, gan grå vin braker bilum. Och de lurn gräv mar eten lapos mykjön. Så rom tjockt mannen dyr du is nu fyrkint nau. Ach, vishles storn av påsen kändin lje. Ac bos yn ffarog mae lwm o'r marisie ac blin. Nw bat yw gyffwyl gan mwg an mac os ddechyn. I cor yw dyn nhw i gysyn y dôr i titim y trawn. Bwch lygt bo mylion ar tlat i mewn iedd. Ac y gymrt sy'n gol e hwg fn i das y ffos lydd. Ma cael me mysdor ni môn ar cael me my cil. Is ni môl ym dy ffog na'n bro. A cahwfle blin. Bwch i lôn en mysdreg yng Nghyn Calinda sôl. Benim abi. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm not sure if anybody has mentioned it because I couldn't hear very well backstage, but I would like to bring your attention to the fact that young Michelle Smith from Dublin has garnered 3 gold medals in swimming for Ireland in this Olympics already. It's the biggest tally of medals we've had in a long time, and the most golds we've ever won. I'm still waiting for my fellow county and Sonia O'Sullivan to come in and run rings around the opposition in the track and field. So you'll never know what might happen. I'll finish with a song. It's actually written by Phil and June called Clough, an English songwriting team. One of my favorite songs of the moment. It's a song called Song for Ireland. Walking all the day, mid tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver wing they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. Saw blackhead against the sky with twisted rocks. Run down to the sea, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, sang a song for Ireland. Talking all the day with old friends who try to make you stay, sharing jokes and news, singing songs to pass the night away. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast in wild foam, found Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touched a bowl, played a reel that seemed so light and gay. Saw the Galway salmon run with silver darting, dancing in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no man had to fight. Rising in your dawn, I saw you weeping in the morning light. Lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn in your blue sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jim Flanagan. I have one or two announcements. That Volkswagen still got the lights on. It's a, what do they call, Sirocco? Anyway, it's a Volkswagen. West Virginia.